fucking around.
Well, are you doing it because you need it, or are you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have no means to wash clothes, we have no food, sure.
A lot of the people here say they don't feel bad taking this stuff. One, because they need it. But two, they said the police said it was okay. And we actually saw the police. They're in aisle three.
Hold on to it. How you doing?
Hi, what you doing here?
I'm doing my job.
Taking shoes?
No, looking for looters.
Looking for looters? And what do you do when you find them? Because I think I see them.
That's all I can do with them right now, Captain.
Uh-huh. They're all around us, though.
That's what I see, include you. What are you doing?
I haven't taken anything, ma'am.
But you're in the store.
They don't quite look your color. Okay. You know, one of the things that strikes you is, of course, Walmart is a store that everybody knows, and to walk in it and see it as a free-for-all like that is, well, you can't help but laugh sometimes, even though it is grossly against the law. To see the police, though, that was a shock.
Martin, do you suspect that that police officer that you encountered in there was not making something up out of whole cloth, and that those people were also not making something up out of whole cloth, given what Governor Blanco said, that essentially if it's nonviolent, they have other things to worry about than people stealing stuff?
That's true. They do, obviously. In a city where the mayor has just proclaimed that he believes there's hundreds, maybe thousands dead, the looting of one Walmart does not rank very high on the Richter scale of problems. However, when you have the police in there looting, that is a problem, because if the breakdown of law and order happens on the very first day after the hurricane, how far will it go in a couple of days?
We don't want to contemplate that question, and we're sorry that you have to, but where you are, you have